855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, completely interactive program. You can call in and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Website's completely interactive, too. Go there and check out the website. You can link to stories that you find on the Internet. People will vote them up, vote them down. You can do the same with theirs. It's freetalklive.com. Jason, you had something you wanted to talk about here?
Oh, yeah. I ran across this really outrageous story the other day on the interwebs. It's actually probably a couple weeks old. It was produced after the recent hurricanes or the hurricanes. But basically the federal...
Hurricanes?
Yeah, because it didn't really do much.
Well, it did. Yeah, you got to go up to Vermont and see what this place is destroyed.
Well, I'm talking about the Keene area. Right. I should be more specific. The governor was talking about like having troops in the streets and preparing for everything. It didn't really do much here, but yes, it did do some flooding in Vermont.
But I don't know what all that would have happened if there had been soldiers and troops in the streets. They would have been washed away.
In Vermont.
Like the destruction is epic.
So the Palm Beach Post has this story, headline, FEMA's use of the term federal family for government expands under Obama. And I'd just like to read it. This is by George Bennett. Don't think of the federal government as your federal family. In a Category 4 torrent of official communications during the approach and aftermath of Hurricane Irene, the FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, had repeatedly used the phrase, quote, federal family, when describing the Obama administration's response to the storm.
This is so Orwellian to me, the idea of using language to describe the federal government as family. I do not think of these people as family.
It would be an abusive family if they were family, but... I don't know. I see more and more signs that the government is a cult, just like we were talking about before, where you have a law enforcer turn into a prosecutor who puts on a black robe and becomes a judge and sits above everybody. I mean, it's weird.
It's weird.
To continue, the Obama administration didn't invent the phrase federal family, but has taken it to new heights. Quote, under the direction of President Obama and Secretary Janet Napolitano, who is Homeland Security,
big sis,
the entire federal family is leaning forward to support our state.
Now, she's, by the way, she has complained about this nickname, big sis, that Drudge is apparently using on her and that kind of thing. But if she's part of the federal family, there's no doubt that she's higher up in the rankings than we are. So isn't big sis the most appropriate name?
It seems more fitting. That's a good point.
Yeah. She says, I don't think he means it in a nice way. Well, you know.
Well, what should we call her? Ma'am? Mame?
Yeah.
Mom?
Yeah, something.
Well, the queens, you call her mom?
Right. Indeed.
The entire federal family is leaning forward to support our state, tribal, and territorial partners along the East Coast, a FEMA news release declared Friday as Irene churned towards landfall. The G word, or government, has been nearly banished, with FEMA instead referring to federal, state, and local, quote, partners, as well as offices and personnel. Quote, government is such a dirty word right now, says Florida State University communications professor Davis Hawk.
So this is why they're not going to use it anymore?
That's what he's speculating.
they've crapped in this bed. They're going to try to build another one?
Right, yeah. Yeah, we failed here, so hey, we're your family. Davis Hook said, part of what the federal government does, and any elected official does, is change the terms of the language game into terms that are favorable to them. And we know this. I mean, that's example is arrest. They use that instead of kidnapping, et cetera, or like incarceration as opposed to holding somebody hostage.
They've got names for everything that they do that would otherwise be a crime if we did it, and it's a different name.
Right. A family can evoke favorable thoughts of motherhood and security, but can also conjure images of Big Brother and organized crime. The phrase federal family has been used in connection with FEMA at least as far back as 1999. Under President George W. Bush, FEMA officials sprinkled the alliterative euphemism into congressional testimony and statements. When former FEMA Director Michael Brown promised to help hurricane-battered Floridians in 2004, he vowed that the entire federal family is dedicated to staying for as long as it takes. During the Clinton administration, Vice President Al Gore responded to 1999 flooding in Iowa by pledging that, quote, the federal family is committed to providing the necessary resources to comfort every person and family devastated by this disaster and to help them return to their normal way of living as fast as possible. Now, so it says that FEMA has used this as far back as 1999 during the Clinton administration. So maybe it was Al Gore that invented this phrase, which I wouldn't be surprised to hear. A Google search.
Well, he invented the internet.
He did, right. Mm-hmm. A Google search shows that shows the phrase appearing 10 times on FEMA's website during the Bush years. Since Obama took office, quote, federal family has turned up 118 times on FEMA.gov.
More than a 10 times increase there, huh?
Including 50 Irene-related references, you know, just these last 2 weeks.
Yeah, you get the impression the memo's been sent out that we are the federal family now.
Federal family. Among them, statements.
Sometimes the federal, I want a divorce.
Sometimes the federal family needs to discipline its members.
I want a divorce, and I want a name change and everything else. I want to opt out of this family.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You can if you leave. The family owns the property, sadly.
So they think. Among them, statements that the Obama administration is, quote, committed to bringing all of the resources of the federal family to bear for storm assistance, and that, quote, the entire federal family continues to lean forward to support the states in their ongoing response efforts. The professor they mentioned earlier, Hawk, doubts that the, quote, family reference will give the public a warm and fuzzy view of FEMA and the federal government.
No, I don't think so.
He says, that one is so blatantly obvious that I think people's rhetorical radar is going to go off. On the other hand, he says, if FEMA can come in and really do a good job, maybe that federal family thing would stick with the people on the ground. FEMA did not respond to a request for comment on Wednesday.
But does it make you feel better that the federal government's calling themselves your federal family now?
Yeah, do you want to extend your family to include the federal government?
I think family's really an appropriate term for what
they're
doing.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, if you don't do things the way the family wants you to do things, you're going to have some problems.
Yeah, there's so many comparisons to the mafia that you can make with government.
There are almost no comparisons that you can't make to the mafia with the government, because the government is, in fact, the most successful gang in a given area. That's what the government is.
Well, at Porkfest, it was Emily Sambley that actually won Soapbox Idol.
Yeah.
And that's what she did. Like, what is it, 10 reasons the mafia is better than the government? And what is it, they dress better and some other things. They actually keep their word.
I don't know. Some of those suits seems kind of tacky to me, but whatever. You know, I get the joke, and I think it's worth repeating. You know, I find it creepy as heck that the government wants to be called the family, and then Janet Napolitano doesn't want to be called Big Sis. Where do we stop here? If this is the family, is Barack Obama my daddy?
Yeah, I don't need my family to be as large as the federal government, and I have serious issues with what they do. So
the federal government has abuse issues. You know, yeah. I mean they're really into that,
institutionalized.
Well, you guys say federal, I say government. Other than self government, it has issues. But speaking of government and Big Brother and family issues. Did you guys hear about the 12-year-old boy in Indiana who accidentally shot and killed his 6-year-old brother?
Oh, God.
He picked up a rifle that he thought was a toy and went bam, bam, and shot his brother and killed him. And the judge decided that it's not exactly murder, but that he knew better than to take the chance. And therefore, although he was acquitted of murder.
Okay.
But he was convicted of a lesser juvenile charge of reckless homicide. So
charge of reckless homicide, okay.
Right. So he's 12 years old, and he's going to be most likely put in a juvenile detention center until he's 21.
How can you keep somebody who's over the age of 18 in a juvenile detention center?
He'll be in detention center until he's 18 and then remain on probation until 21.
Huh. You know,
But he wasn't convicted of the crime.
It's weird. Well, he was convicted of some crime. I don't know. I mean, that's a tough thing to deal with. 855-450-3733.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinnertime conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday. So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time.
Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Now. More Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Jason.
And Michelle.
Haven't been doing that much this evening.
But we didn't do it 2 weeks ago at all. This time you're getting her done.
You want the full-time host? Let's get the full-time host out of jail. Ian's on the Ian Freeman incarceration count-up is on day 31. And
I was giving you a compliment.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Doing my best.
Yeah. You're doing great.
I know that Ian's not
going to come back and I'm going to be like, Ian, why don't you take the night off? I'm going to hang out with Mark and Jason.
Yeah. totally think Ian is better at this than I am. Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? Then take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency, and it's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world. To learn more, visit weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org. I don't know if you've been watching the Bitcoin today, but it is
going up bit by bit.
No, it's going down but dramatically.
Is it?
Yeah, there was a big drop today in sort of the value of Bitcoins. We were talking about this 12-year-old who shot his baby brother by accident, and let's go to Chris in Indianapolis. Chris?
Yeah, hi. I was just trying to correct a little bit of your information. From the news reports here, it was a 12-year-old boy who shot his 6-year-old half-brother.
Half-brother, okay.
It was over a dispute over a cleaning a room. He knew it was an actual gun, but he didn't. Supposedly, he told the court he didn't think it was loaded. But he actually didn't know it was a gun.
So. Interesting. It's a really bad reason to point a weapon at somebody. So do you think that sending him off to a juvenile detention center for, he's 12, 6 years is going to do anything to fix him, or do you think it's more of a family issue?
I think that's kind of a family issue. I mean, he actually did something wrong. I mean, anybody who's a gun owner should know that you never point a gun at anything or anybody that you don't intend to defend yourself with. But I think a lot of it actually goes back to he really wasn't educated and proper firearm safety, obviously.
Sure.
And that goes to part of it, too. So.
Yeah,
so, you know, I mean, this is going to sound really harsh and horrible, but Darwin has a solution for that.
Right. I mean, you can look at it that way.
Yeah, to me it seems like a family issue. Everybody who needs to be punished here has been punished. I think that the parents, this has got to be terrible stuff for them. But at the same time, if you're going to have guns in your house, you're going to need to educate your kids on those guns. And
that's one thing. I mean, I have 2 children in my house, so I'm an avid gun owner, and I make my kids recite gun safety all the time. Another thing is, you tried to keep guns inaccessible to children, but everybody knows if a kid wants to get into it, he's going to get into it. So my personal belief is you take educational purposes, educate them to the point that they know how to use a gun, and first of all, make sure it's unloaded before you even pick up a gun.
Yeah, maybe I'm an unusual child, but there was a
yes, you are.
There was a gun in our closet the whole time I was growing up. I mean, I would move back the clothes sometimes and look at it, but I wasn't allowed to touch it, and that was the rule. If I touched that gun, it was going to be it was going to be a really bad punishment, and I was pretty much clear on that. There were times when Daddy would take me out, and we could shoot the gun, and that was something that could be done. And we'd put the earplugs in, we'd go out, and we'd shoot his little .22, and it seemed like a really big deal to me, and I thought it was exciting, but I never touched it. Now, obviously, every child's different. I'm not going to propose that they would, but I never even considered touching it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I grew up in a house full of guns, and that's an argument I have with a lot of people is, you should lock them up, your kids should never see them, and I'm a firm believer, I didn't hurt myself or hurt anybody with a firearm when I was young because I was educated on how to use it. I knew the repercussions of what happened, if I didn't check that gun and make sure it's unloaded.
You can take a pen, a ballpoint pen, and stab it in someone's,
throat or eye.
Carotid artery. Yeah, exactly. And kill them. So maybe we should ban all pens.
Yeah, and that's
kitchen
really
knives
to the
too.
Point
scissors.
We are, especially talking to a lot of people, I look at gun, it's a tool. It's a tool made to do a specific purpose, whether that be home defense or whether that be hunting purposes or whatever. But it's the same thing as a shovel, just because somebody beat somebody overhead with a shovel, you don't ban all shovels or you don't restrict the sale of shovels to, anybody. You just, it's one of those things. And I think a lot of people need to understand that.
Because if you have a gun, you're going to have to clean that gun. You've got to have it outside of the safe at some point. And plus the kid can get into the safe sometimes. I mean, they tend to hang around. If they're around year after year after year, they're going to figure out how to get into that safe. The only line of defense is education. really the only line of defense with your kids and firearm is education. And, you know, having one and not teaching your kid about it, it's sadly irresponsible. And that must have been what occurred in this situation. Or it's just one of those tragedies. And, you know, to think that we can somehow prevent all tragedies, I think that's just not possible.
Yeah, I don't have an answer, but what should happen to this kid? You know, the kid that shot his brother.
I really don't have an answer to that either. I mean, it's a horrible loss, of course, for a young kid for that to happen. But I don't have an, you know, it's really hard for the judge to make that decision, and my heart goes out to him because I don't think I can make that decision on what to do.
Yeah, but spending time in a cage is not going to bring the younger brother back. It's just not
going to provide restitution to the parents in any way.
I don't feel like a 12-year-old's really old enough to make these decisions. He shouldn't have had that gun, and he shouldn't have pointed it, and there's no doubt about that. But the state really only has a couple of choices, incarceration or fines, and neither one of those things is going to teach a 12-year-old anything.
Right.
You know, I ran with some kind of rough kids when I was younger than a teenager, like 11 to 15.
Where'd you find rough 11-year-olds?
Well, I was 11. They were a couple years older, but I lived in a small fishing town in Oregon that was pretty badass.
Okay.
So, these kids, you know, we were just kind of doing pranks and acting like delinquents and, you know, shooting signs, you know, or doing, you know, that sort of thing, getting high and running around and ding-dong ditching, sort of like that sort of stuff at 11, 12, 13, and being obnoxious and bratty and irritating and, you know, that we were acting like jerks. And, but for this, two of the boys were sent away to McLaren Boys Ranch, and they were in there for a year, and they came out at age 13 and 14, tattooed, and within 6 months were needle users.
Oh God!
And stealing, like hard crime stealing, and they have spent the rest of their lives. I'm almost 44, and they're a couple years older than me. In and out of prison. And now these guys, one of them was a professional motorcycle racer at age 13, just before leaving to go to McLaren Boys Ranch. And they learned nothing other than to be criminals in there.
They got to meet a bunch of criminals.
Yep.
Chris, thanks for the calls. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Do you have a proper punishment for this 12-year-old?
The shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Sickle toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create a will or a living trust, register a trademark, do your own patents. All these things, common legal documents that you can do with LegalZoom.com, empowering you, protecting you. It's LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL to save $10 on your order. Again, at LegalZoom.com. Check out the archives. Free Talk Live gives you archives going back to 2006 for free. You can have all the shows, the complete shows, going back to 2006 at archives.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Ed in Tennessee. Ed?
How y'all doing tonight?
All's well.
Hey, I want to talk about the shooting incident you just talked about, and I reared my son and I had kids over all the time, but I have never owned a gun. I used to tell their parents they cannot accidentally get shot at my home. You have to bring it there. But anyway, here's what needs to be said about this. There can be no crime without intent. You know, mens rea. You have to have an evil mind. Why are you going to punish anyone, especially a kid, with no intent? What's punishment going to tell this kid? He didn't have an evil mind. And, you know, as far as I know, or maybe y'all know, I mean, unless you know something I don't. But
we don't know
you
that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
One guy called in and said that he knew that it was a gun, but he didn't know it was loaded or whatever. But I still wonder if a 12-year-old could know what the ramifications are of picking up a loaded gun. I just don't know that they do. I don't know.
This 12-year-old boy also was the eldest child in the home and was oftentimes put in, had the responsibility of basically rearing his siblings and making sure, and stuff. And so he had to make sure they, you know, kept their rooms clean, did their homework, and et cetera. And according to one of the other children, would sometimes threaten them. And, you know, so I'm sure that was maybe this kid is, you know, little Satan, but the thing is I don't know. People say lots of things, you know, if you don't do that, I'm going to kick your tail, whatever.
One of those situations when you're talking about putting kids in charge of kids, this is very bad because kids don't listen to kids. I remember there used to be the teachers sometimes at school would say, you know, Michelle, you're in charge. And then it would be absolute chaos because the person would be, you know, trying to yell and get the class under control or whatever. And nobody listened to them because kids don't respect the kids as their authority figure. Go ahead,
Ed. Where were the parents? If you want to charge anybody, they should be charged for negligence.
They have been charged with negligence.
But what good is that going to do, too?
Okay.
You know, it's really the next question is.
Well, then they should be watching their guns stuff. But
what's the thing with the guns? Why not shoelaces and pens and scissors and kitchen knives?
Guns
anything
are easier to
used.
Kill people with. I mean, then
because it's. How many times do you hear of scissors or kitchen knives being used compared with guns? And, you know, you're firing a projectile out through there.
Okay, the United States military and government police force are responsible for more murders in the United States with guns. I'm not even talking about overseas, like the wars. Just the murders in the United States, more people are killed at the hands of police officers and their guns than civilians.
I don't know about that, but I'm not disagreeing with that either. But here's a good way of putting it. Oliver Wendell Holmes said this, back to the intent, mens rea, there can be no crime without intent. Even a dog knows when he's being kicked or stumbled over. That's what I'm saying. And I'm pretty sure that kid, 12 years old, didn't have an evil mind, so I'm going to kill my brother. But, I mean, that's just what I think. But, you know, like I say, you know, it's unjust. To me, to punish actions, you know, that are that don't have a criminal intent. That's my opinion on it.
I don't think we know that. I mean, I don't think we know what the intent was, really.
I don't know with a 12-year-old whether you
right,
can have
okay.
intent.
Okay, and then I go back to the old legal maxim. It's better to acquit 20 guilty than to let one innocent suffer or be condemned.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a pretty merciful approach. There are people that would argue from the opposite that that it's better to sacrifice one innocent to you know, to protect all the others. I mean, that's kind of the approach the United States government has. You know, we're going to limit everyone's liberties in order to protect them, right?
Yeah, we're going to treat everybody as guilty.
Yeah.
But did I hear speculation that the gunplay was to get the younger child to clean the room? Is that?
Clean his room, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that the 12-year-old sees examples of that all the time in society, where if you're in charge,
yep,
and you want somebody to do something, well, point a gun at them. And then what do you do when they still won't do it? Well,
once you've made the threat,
right?
What do you do if you don't follow through?
And I'd like to get rid of those examples in society. I wish people would reject violence, but the kid would have seen it all the time if he has a TV or any awareness. And it's like I was talking about earlier in Keene Central Square, there were threats made by Keene law enforcers who were wearing badges and, you know, had pepper spray on them. And, you know, they were there just to tell people to stop using power, but the threat was there. And they, you know, could come back and they could use weapons against people. I hate it. I hate violence in general.
I mean, even the mayor of Mayor Bloomberg of New York City, you know, I don't know if you heard us talk about the fact that New York is at heightened alert status with the 10-year anniversary of 9/11. And the mayor rode the subway down to City Hall to assure commuters that the city was prepared. And he's quoted saying, "We don't want Al-Qaeda or any other organization to take away the freedoms without firing a shot." So he urged New Yorkers to go back to work and leave everything to the professionals.
Well, that's really interesting about Al-Qaeda taking away freedoms, because George Bush said that they hate us for our freedoms after they flew planes into 9/11. So doesn't that mean he's doing the work for terrorists by taking away freedoms?
Yeah.
Shaking people down in the subways and that kind of thing?
Oh, he played Bush and then played right into their hands, because, you know, it's how the poor fight the super rich is the stuff that Bin Laden was doing. You know, I read it cost $500,000 to that scheme to hit the Twin Towers. And look what it's caused, like you're saying, the TSA, the Patriot Act, Unpatriot Act, all that kind of stuff. But another thing, have y'all ever seen the book or heard of Professor John Mueller?
Yes.
Talking about overblown. You ought to see the odds on you dying of an international terrorist. Like I read in the Harper,
yeah,
six people died from terrorism. Americans died of terrorism.
Yeah.
26 died from lightning strikes.
Right. Shark bites, coconuts falling
that.
In your head. I mean, you'd have to get struck by lightning while a coconut was falling in your head while being eaten by a shark, really, to have the same
thing. Hey, Mark, let me leave y'all with that. Y'all, you three say you're for liberty, so the old legal maxim, it's better to acquit 20 guilty than make one innocent suffer. That's what our laws and stuff should be based on.
Thanks, Ed.
And I'll talk to y'all later.
Yep, thanks, Ed. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Michael in Connecticut. Michael?
Good evening.
What's happening?
Hi. You were talking about the issue with the hurricane earlier, and I thought I'd offer you a personal viewpoint. I'm on the Connecticut shoreline, and we got, in the town I'm in, we got wrecked down here.
Did you?
And, you know, it's funny how people, you know, I was, you know, after what happened, you know, people, you know, I was talking to people about how, you know, we need government to fix this. You know, people were saying we need government to fix that. But yet, you know, that same day when I walked down to the beach, you know, people were civil to each other. People were helping each other. And, you know, it just proves that you just don't need the state to solve these kinds of problems, even in a disaster like that.
Amen.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Half
Michael?
A mile from the shoreline, you know?
Thank you,
know,
for the call. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Sickles CAI call in line here on Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live, we talk about gold and silver all the time, acquiring it. It's jumps in popularity. I know the stock market was down today. I didn't really take a look at what gold and silver did, but usually that's something good for precious metals. They're kind of flat. Gold.freetalklive.com might be a good time to buy. Things could be going upwards. It's gold.freetalklive.com. And also amp.freetalklive.com. It is a way for you to support Free Talk Live and our mission, bringing the ideas of liberty to everybody we can find. If you believe strongly in the ideas of liberty, amp.freetalklive.com allows you to support what, frankly, is got to be one of the most efficient uses of your liberty dollar. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the Christian Anarchist calling in from Tennessee. Christian Anarchist?
Hi, I heard you guys talking about Christianity earlier.
Yes.
And as usual, Mark, I have to call and straighten you out.
Thank you.
Give it to him.
So, listen.
I'm a Christian anarchist, too, so you know, maybe you can straighten me out.
Well, I don't think you need straightening out, but Mark does. As usual. Now, Mark, listen, you make the same mistake that most people do when they criticize Christianity. Or for that, I mean, you can also apply this to other religions, but of course I think Christianity is the correct one, so I'm going to, and for some reason or another, people want to pick on Christianity more than most of the others. I guess that's
politically... It's the only one I know anything about.
Yeah, well, it's also politically incorrect to pick on the others. Of course, Judaism, nobody dares touch that one. But
oh, you should have been on the chat earlier. They were picking on the Jews there.
No, they do it on the... online chat forums, but nobody ever does it
over so
the airwaves.
What would you like to see? Would you like to see
I'll go out on a limb here, and I'll tell you that Islam and Judaism are both silly. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, anyway, you make the same mistake that most people do, and that is that they look at people, and people make errors, and therefore they say God can't exist. Just because people who... What is Christianity? Christianity is people. It's people who believe in a set... it's a set belief about God.
Christianity is supposed to be the being a follower of Christ.
But Gene, my criticism was Michelle said something to the effect of Christianity is about peace, and my criticism was the verse in Matthew was Jesus saying, "I come not to bring peace, but to bring a sword." So my supposition is that Christians can extrapolate from that Christianity is a religion about violence if they wish.
And the military uses that scripture saying.
Yes.
Right. But my point is that Christianity is a group of people, basically,
sure,
who believe a certain set of a certain dogma, let's
yep.
say. And that there's a lot of variation within that
whole
community. But the basic principle is that God came in the form of Christ and provided a sacrifice for our imperfections. Now, because we're imperfect and because we are people, when you look at Christianity and you say, well, because Christianity has flaws, therefore God can't be right. But the flaws are there because the people are the ones that write the words down. The people are the ones that try to relay what happened.
I'm told, when I was growing up and going to a Christian school and going to churches and all these things, I was told that God wrote the Bible and he wrote it through people, which I don't believe for
God,
a second.
God breathed the inerrant word of Christ.
The unerrant word of God.
The inerrant. Yeah.
Okay.
Inerrant.
If it doesn't err, then the excuse that people wrote it doesn't play.
Right.
Now, I think the different Christians believe differently on this, and if I were to fall into a camp, I would say that the camp is that that these people were inspired. If they would claim to be inspired by God, okay, I'll give you that one. I don't know how I could disagree with that statement, but to say that God imbued them and that the Bible is his inerring word, I'm not so sure I go for that.
Well, of course, I believe that exactly, that what you just said, because certainly I believe these men that wrote all this down were inspired by God, but I don't believe for a minute that God wrote the things, that took control of the man's hand and wrote the words down. It could have happened that way, though.
But is it the word of God if it wasn't inspired by God?
It's the word of men who were inspired by God.
But they don't sell it as that, do they? They sell it as the word of God.
A lot of Christianity is exactly like you say. They say that it is the unerring word of God, which, quite frankly, I reject that, and I think most thinking people would, because, for one thing,
I guess I don't think.
they're translated, right? I mean, everything is translated. And my wife is Chinese, and I'm American. I grew up in English. She grew up speaking Chinese.
Are you from Canada or Mexico?
I'm from the U.S. of A.
Oh, okay.
Whatever that is, whatever that fictional character is that's called U.S. of A. But anyway, that's a different argument. Right.
Well, I think it's great that you called in to straighten Mark out on his beliefs, and it was good talking to you, and hope you call in again soon.
Appreciate it, Gene. We got a bunch of calls here.
Okay.
I want to get through them. Thank you. Let's go to David in Wisconsin. David?
Hey, Mark, I really feel sorry for you when all these people give you a hard time, because you're not a bad guy.
Thanks.
Yes, he is. He's a terrible guy.
I'm the heel.
you're the butt.
The Undertaker on WWE, the one that they beat up on, that's me.
If it makes you feel better, I flash him at least once.
It's never happened. She's lying to you.
Flash what?
cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, anyhow, I got a quick story. I'm a truck driver. I was in a rest area. I got a German Shepherd dog.
Thank you for your service.
Excuse me?
I just love, because I'm of the opinion that truck drivers do so much more for America than the military does, and everybody wants to laud all over the military, and I'm just, from here on out, every time a truck driver calls in, I'm going to say thank you for your service. Go on.
He's also pandering.
Thank you. Anyhow, a quick story. I got this German Shepherd. He wakes me up in the morning. He's got to go to the bathroom. And so we go out, and we go behind a truck that's parked illegally, and he's running around, and there's nobody around but him and me. And so he's doing his business. So I'm like, well, hell, I'll do mine, too. And all of a sudden, the guy that's got the truck that I'm behind comes around the corner, and he's all offended. He's calling the cops on me. The cops, the state patrol shows up, and I'm like, my dog was outside doing his business, and I happened to do mine too, and I got this young guy here that's got a problem. And the cop's like, I could give you a ticket. I could take you to jail. And I said, officer, look, I didn't do nothing wrong, really. Yeah, I should have went over there, but I went over here, and he let me go. Of course, I'm 46. He's about 22. And it was kind of touch and go for a little while, especially when he said, come out of your truck, please.
Yeah, they love that.
My
advice to you would be not to tell officers that you have done anything that might be illegal would be my bit of advice. But other than that, I'm glad it turned out well for you. And, Being outside,
well, actually,
I think is...
Mark,
I love to be outside.
That's what saved me, was by actually admitting what I did.
No.
Because the guy that was outside his truck was waiting for me, and when the cop showed up and he said, we have a report of somebody urinating outside his truck, I said, well, I took my dog outside. And he goes, oh, it was the dog. And I go, I rolled my eyes. I go, yeah, the dog. And then while he was doing his business, I did mine. Oh, thank you for being honest. I'm not going to give you a ticket.
Yeah.
I'm glad it worked out.
I'm so glad that he didn't punish you for taking a leak. That's great.
But he really could have.
Yeah.
David, let me, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Calvin in Colorado. Calvin.
Put the bong down.
Calvin going once. Calvin going twice.
I just
good evening, Mark.
I was as close as I could be to clicking that button, Calvin.
He almost turned you off.
Well, that would be unfortunate.
Real quick, you got about 20 seconds, bud.
Oh, dude, I don't have enough time to get into it.
Airline
let
security.
Me just say one little thing then. On your AMP program, I encourage all of the podcast listeners, such as myself, to sign up for that thing, because it takes a show that is normally 3 hours and reduces it to 2 hours. So
yeah, it's amazing that what goes on talk radio for 3 hours can be condensed into a podcast in 2 hours. It just goes to show how much commercial traffic. Well, the traffic, weather, and sports. I mean, people want those things. All those things are what make the world go round. Calvin, I appreciate it. What do you feel you've gotten? What's the best thing you've gotten out of the AMP program? What's that?
Saving an hour of my life every day when I listen to the show.
Amp.freetalklive.com.
But he's listening live tonight.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sample responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea hard iced tea.
Man, this tasted like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted
Tea, the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.